It's May 18th, 2016. Let's take a trip back with KUTX. 52 years ago today, a riot broke out in Hamilton, Scotland during a Rolling Stones UK tour when over 4,000 fans with forged tickets bum-rushed the gates at the Chattingill Hotel in 1964. In 1967, the Beatles were selected to represent the UK for the first ever global-wide satellite broadcast. The group agreed to be shown in the studio recording a song written especially for the occasion. John Lennon composed All You Need Is Love after being told by producers to, quote, keep it simple. Just 1 year later, the first Miami pop event was coordinated by future Woodstock promoter Michael Lang and took place with an estimated 100,000 attendees. The 1968 lineup included Steppenwolf, The Jimi Hendrix Experience, The Mothers of Invention, Chuck Berry, Three Dog Night, and more. On May 18, 1980, Joy Division singer and guitarist Ian Curtis shocked the world when he was found hanging in the kitchen of his Macclesfield, England home at the age of 23. Curtis had Iggy Pop's 1977 debut album, The Idiot, playing on his stereo on repeat, and a suicide note was discovered nearby. In 1993, Creation Records A&R Alan McGee missed a train, then headed to King Tut's in Glasgow, Scotland, to kill time before catching the next one. It was at King Tut's that McGee saw the band Oasis and declared, "I've found the greatest rock and roll band since the Beatles." He signed them to Creation Records shortly afterwards. On this day in 2004, Clint Warwick, the original bass player with the Moody Blues, died from liver disease at the age of 63. Clint had left the band in 1966 after playing on their only number one hit, Go Now. 4 years ago today, John Lennon's handwritten lyrics for Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds sold for over $230,000 at an auction in the United States. The sale of the sheet, which featured the song's third verse and the opening words to She's Leaving Home, took place at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills. May 18th was the birthday of Joe Turner in 1911, Perry Como in 1912, Rick Wakeman in 1949, Mark Mothersbaugh in 1950, George Strait in 1952, and Jack Johnson in 1975. Wash your face and hands. For KUTX, I'm Jack Anderson. Let's slip back to the future.